Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Wow, you know, I came across an interesting story of a young man who was seeking Allah. And what he found was Jesus. I don't know if you're familiar with the story of the young man.
Yes, oh yeah.
And so he actually wrote a book based upon his encounter of you know, just crying out, searching out, looking for Allah. And what he found is he found a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's interesting, this story wound up coming out in a book, and we'll make sure to relate it for you.
So you actually, this particular man, I have his book in my office there. He says that he was intentionally said, listen, I'm going to go find Allah,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And as he was seeking God,
right,
what he thought was God, he found Jesus.
That's right.
That's exciting, man.
Very exciting.
That's exciting because truly there's only one God.
Only one.
So he was seeking God, thought his name was Allah, but he found out he had a son named Jesus.
Wow. And so in this, we have a video for you. You'll be able to watch a little bit of his testimony, but he had to come to a conclusion. And now that he found the Lord and has a relationship with God, was he willing to lay everything aside to serve Jesus? Now, a lot of people say they'll do anything. You know, I'll do anything. I love God. I want to give him my whole life. I'll leave people. I'll leave groups. Well, this man had to make a decision whether he was going to stay in relationship with his parents, his mother. This is a serious thing that happened in their life, and he chose Jesus. And when you hear his story, it really allows you to have compassion and to understand, wow, look what happened. Look at the love of God that happened in this man's life and how God so transformed him and the mercy he has for those that still have not, their eyes haven't been opened to the true revelation of Jesus Christ. We have this video set up for you. I want you to enjoy it as you hear his story.
If Christianity were true and it meant you had to give up everything to follow God, would you want to know the truth? I was a mama's boy. Every time we went out somewhere, if I were scared, I would run up to my mom. I would stay very close to her. If I were sick, I would put my head on her tummy. I was very, very close to my mother. My earliest memories are of my mother every day sitting me next to her and having me put on my skull cap and showing me how to recite the Quran letter by letter. I finished the Quran when I was 5 years old, and by that time I had memorized the last 7 chapters so that I could recite them during the 5 daily prayers. To be raised Muslim in the United States was a point of pride because we believed that we had the truth. In my freshman year of college, my best friend and I had many conversations about faith, and we argued all the time about Islam versus Christianity. But one specific day, he pulled me aside and he said, "Nabil, if Christianity were true, and it meant you had to give up everything to follow God, would you want to know the truth?" It took a long time before I was able to determine for myself, even if I lose everything, it's worth it. And when my parents did find out, it was the most painful day of my life, probably the most painful day of their lives too. And I'll never forget the look in my mother's eye. Her whole life is Islam, just like my life was. And now my whole life is Christ. And there's no connection anymore. But to have Christ in my life makes every loss worth it. My hope and my prayer for this book is that everyone who picks it up would draw closer to one another. Muslims by understanding the gospel, Christians by understanding the passion and the love that Muslims have, and ultimately through all of this, so that we can arrive at the truth and at a glory that will be given to God.
Wow, powerful.
Powerful. Nabil is his name. His book is Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus. And just goes to underscore the importance of, here's this young man who was raised a Muslim on an American at a college in America. It reminds me of Bob Weiner and his ministry that he has sowed into college students in helping college students reach other students that are internationals. And what happens is that they get saved and they wind up ministering to their family members all around the world. And just to hear Nabil's story is just awesome and just amazing. That's what it costs. Jesus cost everything.
It's not unique. But the sad to say is that we have to have that same kind of commitment. How many
Absolutely.
People, because it's not as aggressive, the attack on someone's faith or belief. But the truth is, they're saying, don't follow Jesus.
Right.
You know, I don't mind you having Jesus as long as you don't have too much of him.
Right.
As I don't mind as long as you have him and these other gods, mm-hmm. these other idols. Don't give up, you know, this money god, but you can have Jesus. Just right. squeeze him in on Sundays. But this thing about when a Muslim finds Jesus, it makes him the Lord of his life. It's a beautiful thing as you see their willingness to say they really, you know, and I think about you, you know, we're going to be talking about Yousef, you know, in the future, which is a son of Hamas, is the book he wrote. And the thing about it is, John, and those that are listening, we got to have that same commitment.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have that same commitment to mm-hmm. God. And
he said, pick up your cross and follow me.
And there's just some sort of like an American twist to the gospel that says, you know, every now and then pick up your Bible if you're part of the 3%, mm-hmm. you know, and read it and do something about right. it. And it's like, we need that kind of commitment. Mm-hmm. And it meant everything because you lost everything.
That's right.
But he says, this is what Jesus says, you can't even be my disciple unless you give up everything because it's going to cost you everything. Didn't he say that?
That's right.
You got to count the cost. And he counted the cost, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Today, now his testimony is going all around the world. He says, I was looking for Allah and I found Jesus. Dear Lord, we pray, Lord, for the salvation of the Muslim people, Father God. We're talking in a previous program about a particular man, a Muslim man, that just went to go seek, who is this Allah, right? He's mm-hmm. out trying to seek Allah, but what he found was Jesus. That's exciting, isn't it, to see that? And I can't wait to talk about Yousef. His story is so deep. When I read his book, I'm just like, oh, how do you share this? But he gave his story from being the son of one of the big leaders in Hamas, mm-hmm. the Muslim Brotherhood, that helps you get empathy, and you need empathy to understand someone. Part of healing someone is understanding them. And so many people, you know, we're guilty of just judging a people based on a group or mm-hmm. or whoever's got the mic or something. And the reality is, don't forget, God loves humanity. He loves mm-hmm. human beings. He loves us. And one thing about Yousef that we'll be talking about is he went from the son of Hamas to a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He found Jesus, and he's so loyal to Jesus. I mean, he says, because the big deal in Middle East is like, you know, God's on our side. And then
mm-hmm.
and then somebody else says, well, God's on our side. He says, listen, that he's on his own side.
That's right.
He's on his own That's side. Right. And that was just a powerful revelation because the big argument his whole life was deciding who is God and whose side is he on, and everybody's treating everybody really bad over here. So I don't see much difference mm-hmm. in the context of that. And when he found this loving, forgiving, merciful Jesus, so I can't wait to be able to talk about him. And that's who, you know, that's who he is.
That's it.
That's who he is. And if you take a moment and you read even the book of Acts, and you just pay attention to the geographical conversation. Just skip everything else for a moment and just read the geographical part of the conversation. You'll find out that's the Middle East.
Yeah.
That's Syria. That's Turkey. You know, that's exactly what you're seeing in the news today. And understand that the oldest part of the church is in Syria.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And I think it is. It's definitely in Turkey or Syria. But it's just really cool to wow. see, you know, outside of Israel, to see what's taking place and how God, the land of the Bible, is coming alive. Because a lot of times you say the land of the Bible, people, we just think Israel. Mm. But the truth is, I mean, look at the whole journey. Yeah, the whole journey out there.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.